This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Supreme Court rejected Republicans' latest effort to change the outcome of the presidential election. The Republicans' lawsuit sought to reverse the state of Pennsylvania's certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the presidential election. The court, without comment, refused to call into question the certification process in Pennsylvania. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf already has certified Biden's victory over President Donald Trump, and the state's 20 electors are to meet on December 14th to cast their votes for the former vice president. In any case, Biden won 306 electoral votes, so even if Pennsylvania's results had been in doubt, he still would have more than the 270 electoral votes needed to become president. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has approved a wide-ranging defense policy bill. The approval defies a veto threat from President Trump and could possibly set up a showdown with the president in his final days in office. The 335-78 vote in favor of the $731 billion defense measure came hours after the president renewed his threat to veto the bill unless lawmakers clamped down on the social media companies he claims were biased against him during the election. President Trump also wants Congress to strip out a provision of the defense bill that allows renaming of military bases that now honor Confederate leaders. President-elect Biden is pledging to bring the coronavirus pandemic under enough control to open up most of the nation's schools during his first 100 days as president. More stories on VOAnews.com. This